are forced to give up one of your five senses. Those being smell,
wait,
sight.
Hang on. Are you going to read it first and then summarize? Because we know how lengthy and stupid this is.
This was pretty short.
Oh, okay, good. I like that.
Nice! Nice!
Yeah, your levels are fine.
Perfect. You're forced to give one of your five senses, those being smell, sight, taste, touch, or hearing. However, you may choose to compensate for the loss by means of synesthesia.
What?
For example, if you decide to give up your sense of sight, you can choose to smell colors. Or if you give up hearing, you might opt to taste music.
I smell crime.
If you give up taste, you can replace the sensation by hearing flavors. Basically, whatever sense you reject would be reflected through an alternate medium.
This is retarded.
Which of your senses would you surrender, and how would you replace it?
You like
bonus this. Question. You have to turn gay. Go.
So wait. No matter what, we're now gay. Is that what you're talking
about? Right, now, how would you want to take in your gayness?
What do you mean turn, by the way? It's going red. Is that okay?
Well, he was screaming.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, no. Okay, well, fine. You have to go gay.
No, hang on. How about, does one of them make you gay? Or every single choice?
Every choice.
No, you can't do it because that doesn't... The now, choice now needs to have a question. Repercussion.
Doesn't matter. It's how you want to experience your gayness. Do you ever want to hear it? Do you want to feel it?
Hear my
gayness.
Do
you ever want to touch it?
Mm.
Touch. Do you ever want to smell it?
Taste
I guess,
it?
All right, fair enough. I guess if I had to pick a way to experience gayness... I would pick out of all of them.
Which one do you want to get rid of? Basically, you got to think of what sense do you not want to have in the experience?
Oh, well, I thought I was only going to have one sense at all.
No, you get the rest of your sense. Here's what happens. So, they're all here. Oh, you got to get rid of one, but you still get, it gets compensated some other way, and I'm going to pick half.
Okay, smell.
Yeah.
Smell?
Smell's out the fucking window.
I'm throwing it.
Cool.
Yeah. But you got to replace it with something else.
Yeah, right? Now you can taste smells. So
ooh.
There you go.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, you don't.
I don't want to do that.
No.
I will take smell and replace it with sight.
So you see smells?
So you see smells?
Think about it.
So you just see stink lines?
I see stink lines.
Why?
I want the stink lines.
I don't know. I figured that'd be the least intrusive.
What about sensation? What about pain?
Yeah, no, well, see...
What about... I would get rid of touch.
I don't know, dude. Smell sticks with you for years later.
I would imagine in Vinny's gayness, he would be a top.
A power bottom?
No, well,
speed's the name of the game.
Now here's speed's a big factor.
Speed has everything to do with it. Speed's the name of the game.
I would be a top.
No, seriously, I'd take away smell. Have you ever been somewhere and all of a sudden you smell something and you're brought back to that moment?
Right. Yeah.
That happens a lot.
It does.
I want to get the fuck rid of that.
Right.
If I'm going
to. So
gay.
Never smell again.
Never smell again.
Never smell anything again.
That's fine.
Fair enough.
I think out of all the senses to take away, that I could live without smell.
I could definitely live without smell. Mm.
Like, I couldn't live with being blind.
No. Now, how about this?
And I couldn't live with being deaf. Like, I would, right. Obviously, I'm like, I love music. That would, like, mm-hmm. kill me to be deaf.
Does right. losing smell also affect your taste, though?
In this sense, it doesn't.
This is a ridiculous question.
So you get to still taste everything.
Oh, we got a Darth Prozac.
We got a call on today.
Hi, Mr. Prozac.
3, 2, 1. Nope.
Nothing. All right. Doesn't matter.
All right.
None of this matters.
None of this
So you would get rid of smell.
Yes.
Because you believe that would be the most damning.
Yes, I would get
and
rid of smell.
And you would replace it with, you would be able to see smells.
You know what? Maybe that would be good because the smell squiggly lines might get rid of some of the awful images.
Can you imagine how fragrant the world is? You could be in a fog the rest of your life.
Maybe that's okay. Because
how are you gonna drive?
Do you have a piece of paper? I would like.
What if a skunk dies on the road?
I would like to draw
how will you drive?
What? I don't know. How do we know what it's gonna look like?
Bad smells.
There's papers over here.
Pitch black.
Bad smells are. No, see, now you're changing
now you're,
the rules.
I'm allowed because these are stupid.
This one is. Do a different one. This one sucked.
Who would you blow on more?
That is not the question.
Mine.
TJ. Oh,
Sunday. Yeah! Woo! Hey, attention. Sorry.
Oh, Sunday. God. Okay, you were given the opportunity to create a direct feature film. The studio offers you a huge budget.
Porno.
Provides you with top-notch writing and technical staff and allows you to cast whoever you desire in the lead roles. There are essentially no limitations in the movie except two. The movie must make the following two criteria. It has to be extremely edgy and transgressive.
Porno.
You need to confront taboo social issues. You need to shock people.
Porno.
Ideally, the film needs to address ideas that have never been tackled by mainstream filmmakers.
Porno.
In fact, if the movie is not the most controversial film of the year, the studio will probably not release it. However, it has to get a PG rating.
Oh. What?
Yep.
That's impossible. No, wait, no, go through not. The list again. Go okay. through the list.
Extremely
again.
Edgy and transgressive.
Edgy.
Must confront.
What does transgressive mean?
It means this.
Everybody get that? Edgy and what's the other one?
Say it's shanked.
What's the next one?
It needs to shock people.
Shock people.
Ideally,
what's the next
one?
Hi, who's that?
Is anybody in there?
Yeah, you're in there.
Are we muted? Is he muted?
No, he's not muted.
Can are we has, muted? Can
what
you
is
hear
that?
Us?
That's Gogs.
Is that Gogs being stinky and gay?
Yeah, see what.
Can you hear us?
I'm a fan.
Go to Ustream.
So, it needs to tackle issues that have never been tackled, blah, blah, blah. But it's gotta be PG. I already know what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
It's got to be PG.
It's got to be PG.
It's not... You know what? I have to...
Get,
it's
not can hard. Part of my budget include bribing the rating
company? No. It's not hard to get...
They're
something.
Unbribable.
Here's the thing,
it's,
though.
It's Rome.
Let me just point something out.
It's real Vatican quick. City.
The only way that you get a movie R-rated nowadays is if you curse twice.
Right.
Is that true?
Or,
is, that,
or,
is that the criteria?
There may be limited profanity,
yeah.
minor depictions of violence, and fleeting nudity.
Yeah, really.
Fleeting nudity?
Yeah.
Fleeting.
Like a
buttock. Let me just point something out. The movie
How about a nipple?
The movie The Sixth Sense? You ever seen the movie The Sixth... Or the not, what's the
what
one
was
I
a
hate?
Fleeting
the
nipple?
The Fifth Element. Remember The Fifth
yeah,
Element?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Mila Jovovich gets topless twice in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, but they cover the nips.
No!
She they was naked.
You see her nips in that
you
movie.
You see her nips in that movie. Twice. That movie is PG-13.
Really?
Now, I know she's got as big a tits as a 10-year-old
Jaws
boy.
Was PG when it came out.
That's true.
Jaws!
The thing is, about a PG...
Okay, fine. Now, let's get to the... I believe it.
PG. Can't get... Ooh. Can't go PG-13.
See, that's tough.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, you just be like Disney
Standard
and
framework.
Put dicks in the background yeah. where nobody's expecting
right,
to see them.
All right, well, check it out. Seems to be an impasse. So you go. What
yeah,
would
you go.
Say?
Care Bears.
Okay.
Tackling the subject
mm-hmm.
of an incest-induced abortion.
Wow. How in the world
like
are you
that.
Gonna do that PG? And who's the incest with? Is it between bears?
It's yeah, it's one of the other bears.
Betwixt bears?
One of the other bears.
It's which two bears?
Forced,
which two bears?
It was...
Lionheart.
No, it was...
Oh.
It was the sad bear. The sad bear got it. And then, like, Stormy Cloud Bear.
But was it a rape?
It was...
Or was it consensual incestual?
Here's the thing, It's a gray area. They were out drinking honey. Things got weird.
Wow.
On the clown cars.
Right? Now, twist. A My Little Pony may or may not have seen it.
Is the My Little Pony present?
The My Little Pony is in denial. But the My Little Pony is the key witness that Lawyer Bear needs to get.
So there's a... They're in
abortions
court.
Abortions are illegal in Care Bear world.
Jesus Christ.
Okay?
Can't believe...
Now... Here's what happened. It's been this poor sad bear.
Sad
he's not getting any happier.
Yeah, put it in the sad boy. put it in my dirt button.
Get a mohawk. Get a bag of circus peanuts back there. So, sad bear.
Uh huh.
In a terse one night, you know, sad bear doesn't think much of itself. You
well,
know,
we sat.
It's out of the bar,
right.
Trying to be popular. Can't help
drinking
it.
Drinking honey, sure.
Right? And then the
whose
way,
side are you on?
The way I'm not. I'm the director. I gotta
no,
be impartial.
Sounds like you're on sad bear's side.
I gotta be impartial.
All right.
Okay. So the weightlifting bear is all you know, jocked up.
Is there a weightlifting bear?
There has to be.
Is it the lion bear?
Lionheart.
There was an elephant that lifted weights.
There was
tons of heart elephant.
There was an elephant bear.
We're not
an
elephant bear. He's part of.
Are
the
you
world.
Sure we're talking about the Care Bears?
Bear with me.
Don't you? Oh,
God.
So,
damn it.
After an evening at the honey bar, things get weird. Sad bear ends up impregnated. Now, it's gray whether it was consensual and just a bad choice,
uh-huh.
or whether something had happened. This pony isn't talking. Lawyer Bear is trying to help Sad Bear fight for the right to have an abortion, but Judge Bear and Jury Bears don't want it. And that's, but then they're digging, it's like a General's Daughter thing. With clouds and starshine.
What was that? I don't remember that movie.
General's Daughter was all about S&M.
That was Tommy killed. Lee Jones and John Travolta? No.
I don't think John Tommy Lee Jones was in it, but...
John Travolta
Travolta
and
was in it, I think.
Samuel L. Jackson?
No, that's, no. No, that was Pulp Fiction.
No, dummy. There was a...
Dummy.
I don't remember.
Regardless.
I don't remember General Dummy.
And in the end... Everything lights on fire, and they decide to help each other get through it. Okay. And then the baby comes out, and it's a pony. And that's the twist!
He threw you a Shyamalan twist.
Dude, I stopped listening at weightlifting rhinoceros or whatever.
That's the twist!
Okay. All
right. I just threw a Shyamalan twist on you there.
Not bad. TJ, what's your thing?
I lost. I forgot. I think it would be Popeye.
Mm.
I would get the cast of Popeye. But
they were like the live-action Popeye? Like no, Robin Williams?
No. It would be the cartoon. But it would tackle the obesity problem in America.
Okay.
Because Wimpy had eaten too many hamburgers and he had a heart attack.
Okay, is that edgy though?
But then it would also deal with addiction because Popeye has got crack cocaine and his spinach. I don't
know. Can you just be addicted to spinach?
But that'd be a good thing to be addicted to spinach, wouldn't it?
No, because he's beating up olive oil for spinach money now.
I like it.
Maybe the moral of the story is too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Boom,
done.
You know what? He gets all his testicles shrink. He gets all roided out.
He's on roids. That's why his
arms are like that. Spinach, but spinach is his. He stops eating it straight. He starts shooting.
He mainlines
his buttocks.
Well, he doesn't want trails.
Can you do it? Can you do a Popeye?
What did Popeye what did he ever say?
He kind of mumbled. Hey,
there you go.
That's
not bad.
That's not bad.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't remember what Popeye sounds like.
You pretty much got it.
There you go.
Well, I guess that was a mediocre start to what's going
to
be a mediocre show.
Yeah, welcome to the Mole Hole Radio, everybody.
Let's just run this.
We're just firing on all cylinders tonight.
Here we go. Next.
Here's another one. Those two are lame, man.
We're boning it in.
Dude, after the naked Zangief painter from the last episode, I feel like that one really fell short.
Two good ones.
Yeah.
We had the naked Zangief. The Bruce Springsteen one was pretty
good. That one, yeah. Is Bruce Springsteen. We don't need to rehash that. But yeah. How about that one?
Wait, what?
Fuck you, Chuck Klosterman.
Stop. Yeah.
Here we go. This isn't fun.
Why don't you give it to me? Give it to me.
Kick the ribs.
Did you already read this one?
Kick the ribs.
Yeah, but it's not good, though.
Okay, I like this.
No, it's not.
Shut up.
Well, let's just read this one and then get on to all of our fun topics that we have to talk about.
Okay, all right, right. So...
We got more dead air than the Jim Rome show right now.
All right,
now.
Here's the thing.
Phenomenal. That's awesome.
Here's the thing.
Rack 'em.
You and TJ are having a sleepover. Okay?
No, so it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Right. One of you passes out. This happens
so all it's Tuesday. The time.
Yeah. Right. One of you passes out.
So it's last Tuesday.
If you become somehow aware that if you don't cut off one of their appendages...
Right.
They're gonna die.
I like your twist.
You like that twist? And now, if you tell them that you had this thought about how the appendage got cut off, they're gonna die.
Okay.
So wait, you got it to save their life.
You have to cut off an appendage.
You can never
explain your actions.
So they're gonna wake up and be like, ah!
Yeah, they're gonna wake up, they're gonna be
bleeding. Which appendage is it?
You get to choose.
Do they know for a fact that you cut their arm off or whatever?
You're in their house.
You can make something up.
You're gonna have to.
Well, here's the thing. Do you tell them the truth?
You can't tell
then
the
they
truth.
Die. Then they die. Well, you could still tell them the truth.
But if you went through that,
can you tell other people the truth?
Sure.
If you went through that,
but they can't tell them. You can't find out.
So as long as no one can judge me,
If
you went through that great length to save them, then why would you tell them?
Maybe you changed your mind. Yeah, you changed your mind.
Like they woke up and acted like a dick.
Like I went through all this work to saw off Gonz's hand, and I was like,
there's an axe nearby. It's not a lot of work.
Have you seen?
Sharpened.
Did you see me swing an axe? It'd be a lot of work.
It would be.
There's a chainsaw.
Chances are I'd lop my own.
They won't wake up for an hour.
Give me like a laser. Oh, did you guys hear? I'm sorry, off topic, but dude,
Are you doing this?
LucasArts? Fucking LucasArts, they found this laser. They're trying to sue this company that made a real lightsaber that cuts through flesh, and they're trying to halt its production. Because they're saying...
Not for nothing, the hilt does resemble a lightsaber.
It looks just like a lightsaber, and it cuts through fucking flesh.
It's an industrial laser.
So where's the top? Is there a top?
It's a
top.
The moon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway.
So now I need to know how it's cut.
So it's like a real lightsaber.
How could it possibly be a real lightsaber?
Well, it's not like a, it's a real laser.
It's a laser.
But it's got, its handle looks like a lightsaber.
It looks like a lightsaber.
But you would shoot it straight, such that you couldn't wield it left to right.
You could cut a big arc of things, I suppose.
It's like a surgical laser, like they do with your eyes, right? Like, those are lasers, right?
Fucking no.
Well, I thought you would.
I wish it was nunchucks.
Would you or would you not cut off an appendage, and which appendage would it be?
I would cut off Gog's dick.
How about you?
Is that an appendage?
It's an appendage, right?
It is for me.
And
cut off his dick.
That's in that! Would you tell him?
No.
What if he was saucy about it when he got up?
Yeah.
I let him realize his dick was cut off, yell for
then
a
you
second,
kill him.
And then go. Did it just say, you, boom!
I like that. In case he's a little saucy when he wakes up, like, what is the other reaction to having no dick?
You might just pass the fuck back out.
If I fell asleep, I was probably if I woke up without a dick, I'd be pretty saucy.
I feel like I'd pass back out.
Is a toe an appendage?
Yeah, I think anything...
I'd lop off his pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then if he said why, I'd be like, got bored.
I thought an appendage would be like your hand.
Boom!
Fed it to dogs.
And then he died.
Is a finger an appendage?
Anything's an appendage.
A finger is a phalange,
but it's also an appendage.
Are you sure?
An appendage.
You sure?
No, I think Gogs is right.
You look up appendage for...
Nah, we're not gonna do that.
If you're giving me finger as an option, then...
You know what?
Finger's
an option. These all suck. Let's move on.
Thanks, Chuck Klosterman. I hope you're spending your $15 on a bullet you're gonna load a gun and eat later.
Hey, what? Apparently YouTube got hacked.
I heard that.
And did you hear that they roasted Justin Bieber?
Videos? They malwared him.
I saw a clip about this, but what actually happened? Like,
so they hacked YouTube.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but it's Bieber, right?
I have no idea. Bieber? Bieber?
You know the
middle
answer.
Finger.
You know the answer.
There's a whole
website called Lesbians.
Fail. So it got hacked. I don't know.
It was like they found an exploit in the comment system or something. So which allowed them to
somebody needed to find an exploit in the comment system to make them make fun of Justin Bieber.
No.
I imagine that there were.
It would launch of the video. It would automatically
it would launch
redirect and launch you to malware sites and shit like that. So just going to the video would fuck your world up.
Oh wow.
Okay, so I'm getting the impression that
are we broadcasting? It says broadcasting. WTF.
Is that broadcasting?
Well, either way, we're recording.
Yeah,
so.
We're recording. So
we're not stopping.
We're not stopping.
I need to go home eventually.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, people. Sorry, President. You guys can listen to the show later.
Sorry, two fans.
Yeah.
Right. But I think that's great, because fuck him, and fuck his fans!
I still don't understand who... Oh, we did listen to a song of his, though, right?
Yeah, he sounds like a 10-year-old girl.
He showed up on the Microsoft Kinect demo at the fucking E3.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Huh. They're like, you can listen to Justin Bieber.
So, how long did this go up for, Vin?
Have they shut it down?
Yeah, it's done. They fixed it. They said they fixed it within 2 hours.
I hope it just ruined a bunch of kids' hard drives.
Yeah. They said, apparently there's some sort of, internet culture war against Justin Bieber.
Good.
So, you should join the club.
You know what's funny about all that? And far be it for me to take the side of Justin Bieber, but it's the internet's fault he's so popular to begin with. Yeah. I would never...
Right, so the internet is writing wrong.
I don't think
it's balanced.
Putting his name in the headlines
in
the headlines is only going to help him. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Here's the thing, guys. Listen.
No.
Just the fact that the three of us know who this kid is,
right.
He's already won.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm trying to... Like, I didn't know who he was before you talked about it. I never heard... Well, that's not true. I saw him on that cover of People or whatever it was.
Here's what I like. I like the fact that little kids that like his music probably got spammed with some hardcore porno today. That makes me feel good inside.
I mean, little kids should like shitty music.
And now they like shitty porno. Literally. Shies a phone.
Seems harsh.
And I want their parents to come home and go, what the fuck?
Is that what their parents said?
That's what all their
what
parents
What the
are.
Fuck?
I want dad to come in, drop
what,
a briefcase,
I don't know what
drop
accent that is.
Trench coat.
What the fuck?
That's my generic everyman.
It's like...
That's the entire Eastern Seaboard
like
in one accent.
Sort of like... What's the Fargo dialect? It's like...
kind of like New East... Like upper northern Midwest.
Yeah, it's sort of that, but
oh, yeah.
sort of...
Yeah.
Sort, yeah.
Going down to Brainerd.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Yeah. That's a good movie.
I love Fargo. But movie. That's what I want. I want the mom to be sitting there beating eggs in the kitchen, and then she looks over at the computer and she's like, what the fuck?
You
and
know
then,
what I'd rather her have instead of beating him? One of those whisks.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And she's doing that whisks. Move. Yes.
What is that for, anyway?
Whisking is the same thing as beating. Just to aerate something.
I just like the look of the tool.
I do it. They do it. Get right here. And she's looking over. And they're like, wah! And then, boom. Their little suburbanite lives are shattered. The child is scarred. The wife never fucks the husband again. He starts cheating on her. The family breaks up.
Jesus.
That's what I want. Thank you, Bieber.
Total destruction of the family unit.
That's what I want.
Are we having some technical problems?
Yeah, I mean, this thing says we're broadcasting.
What's wrong, Scott, the engineer?
And, you know, I'm looking over here on the other computer.
Yeah.
And it's saying we're off air.
Huh.
Did we get canceled? Is this the
well,
FCC?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we got canceled.
Canceled!
Fucking canned already.
That's
struck
weird.
Down in our prime, like that Care Bear abortion.
What else did we have to talk about?
Because
The show's going to keep on going, even though Vinny took down our topics. It's all right. Gogs? How are you doing?
I've been better. Let's see. Let's go. What else we got here? None of that.
All right. Go hates. Just start rambling hate. You do good hates.
See, we break stride in this
one. I know. Well, that's Vinny's fault. The internet don't work. It's Vinny's fault.
Here we go.
All right. Go ahead. Gogs. Let me ask you. It's with my honor and it's my privilege.
With an open heart.
With an open heart and an open mind
right.
And everything else.
Good.
Sir.
Yes.
Mr. Gong. What do you hate this week?
This week, I did have some other stuff. I'm just going to stick to one thing. Well, two things. Because they both affected me in the last couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
If your job involves cold calling people or going door to door to sell them anything. And if you're within arm's reach of anything sharp, take it and plunge it into your fucking neck.
What about the cold calling people that are from like India? They're like, I want to talk to your local.
I don't want to talk. Look, I get it. It's a job. I guess you're working. God bless you. But man,
can you do the voice? Because it's always crashing.
Which one?
Yeah. This is Tom.
Hey, this is George. I was calling because some of your neighbors. We were talking over beers. And they're going to switch over to new long distance. And would you like to come join the squad? Like, I don't want it. Like, and you know, at least if you're a telemarketer, I can hang up on you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I feel like the door. It's an invasion of space.
Who gets the door to door anymore?
I'm in a neighborhood. I get it a lot.
Really?
All the time. Kids selling magazines. Kids selling candy.
I get that too.
Trying to sell me new siding.
When we were kids. I don't know if you remember this, but we got those like fundraiser things. They
never fucking did them.
They explicitly
threw them right in the trash.
No, but hear me out. Yeah. I didn't do them either because you know,
right?
I don't have any kind of spirit or whatever. Right. They explicitly told you not to do that. They said no soliciting like outside of houses.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
I got these little fucking cunny kids. They're like, hey, we're trying to sell magazine subscriptions so we can get our new entrepreneurial business off. I'm like, fuck you. Get a real job, dorker. And on top of that, if you want to be
Dorker,
like this one kid legitimately came up to me like, hey, this is part of a young entrepreneurs program. We're trying to raise money and whoever sells the
what
most
kind
gets
of businesses are they gonna start?
He wanted to start a restaurant, but he's coming to me wearing like a fucking Elmo fucking t-shirt and a shitty hat. I'm like, look, if you want to sell me on your business plan, come in a suit.
Yeah, really.
Come with a little professionalism.
Yeah, give me a little pizzazz.
I'm not trying to, you know, it really pissed $4 just to walk the fuck away. So I'm not buying a magazine. Here's $5. Get on my fucking face, you urchin. I wish this was like Dickensian London.
Urge.
Yeah, that way we could just brush him into the gutter. Maybe just round him up and just put a bullet in all of him.
You know what you should have done? You should have like rattled off the like Andrew Ryan speech.
That?
What's the difference between a man and a parasite?
Hey, but you know what the problem is there? They're in my fucking front yard, so I piss them off too much to come back later and
that's
fucking
true.
Keep
they
my
know,
shit.
They know where you live.
And that's why I don't like it. That's why I want them all to die privately.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, you know.
It's an invasion of my space!
Well, the door-to-door thing is kind of uncomfortable just for that reason, because, like, you can't piss them off that much, because, like, you're kind
I don't
of,
know shit about them, and they know where I live!
You're kind of at a disadvantage. Oh.
Okay, so... That's working there.
What was that?
It was me going, ouch!
That was Ustream.
So, anyway.
What else?
But that's like the whole thing. I don't want to deal with it. It makes me uncomfortable because I just want to get rid of you as quick as possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got it very rarely I lived in Columbia. But I mean, I would just never answer the door.
I feel like I didn't answer the door in case it's like a neighbor who needs help or something. But I would just, I'd like to see you all die. And I mean that sincerely. Like, I would like, and you know, just to save bullets, get a high caliber rifle, like a full, like, jacketed shell, line you up in a line, maybe get 20 at a shot. Push in a pit, lime it up.
Lime it up. All right. What else you got?
People who drive sport bikes.
Sport bikes. Like sport Japanese bikes.
Like a crotch rocket.
Motorized bikes. Yeah, exactly. I thought for a second you meant like the Lance Armstrong type of bikes. You mean the Japanese
ride. No, I mean like a sport bike.
Yeah.
Like, and you know what?
Crotch rocket.
There is, for what it's worth, there is a niche of your population that is giving all of you a bad name.
Agreed.
But for that very reason, I wouldn't mind seeing all of you just hit a high tension wire, because that'd be fun for me. Like, I was driving, I think I was driving back from DEFCON 4, like, last week, or over the weekend. It was after we watched the UFC fight.
Oh, you guys got that pay-per-view?
And we...
Yeah, hold on.
Man, we buzzed by...
I told you. You didn't tell
he
me.
He did tell
everybody.
You.
Nobody told me.
He did tell
totally
you.
Totally did. Text me. I don't read it.
So he comes, so these guys, like, Tron light, too. Fuck it.
Damn it. Sorry.
It's okay.
He Tron lights, like,
these assholes come just zooming by, and it's not just one, it's like four. And they're come flying by, and they're, like, weaving, they're, like, riding the double white line. I'm doing 70, they must be doing at least 100 and change. And if I had the ability to just to shoot a baseball bat into their spokes, I would've. Just to watch them just fucking, Last Crusade out. You remember that scene?
I know what you're talking about. I agree. It's a little ridiculous, and like, I don't know.
I mean, I understand why you want to go fast. Going fast is fun. Whatever. Yeah, do it at a track. Do it where I'm not.
Yes.
And don't do it. And if you're gonna do it, at least obey the laws of the road. Don't go cutting off people and shit.
Well, yeah. And those people die, and then you have to.
Thank God they die. Yeah. Isn't that the best part of it?
It's just kind of annoying.
Like, if you ever go on, there was this one website. And it was called, and this is full disclosure, sick confession time.
Uh-oh.
So I stumbled across this website one time called, I think it might be down now, called mydeathspace.com.
Oh yeah, it was the MySpace.
All the tribute MySpace, all the dead MySpace.
Well, yeah, it was either tribute pages or it was MySpace pages of people that had died.
Right, and a lot of it's like sad. I don't know what's going on.
Apparently now it's working.
Oh.
What's this going on?
Yep.
It's happening.
It's a bit delayed.
Wait for it. There it is.
Okay, bye.
Look how fast it's going. Look how fast it's going.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
Quick. All right.
So that website, it's got like a lot of sad cases, like people have died of cancer, people have died of this, that, and the other.
Oh, God.
Damn it. What is that?
Whoa.
Okay.
We try and add a hint of professionalism.
our podcast just turned into a Mars Volta song for 3 seconds.
But then it's funny because you go to some of those websites, you go to some of the things, it says how they passed away.
Yeah.
And you see, whenever it says motorcycle accident, you better believe their profile picture is them their bike.
Badass,
like looking all fucking rugged. It's like died, excessive speed, motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And all I can think is, yep, well, you earned it. And if that makes me a bad person, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. Don't be sorry.
You're not sorry.
I'm not. I'm sorry for their family.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry for their loved ones.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that they put that burden on other people because they had to drive a shitty machine like an asshole.
Well,
I'm not mad that they're gone because they're... I don't think we lost the cure for cancer.
The funny thing is that they wouldn't drive a car that fast or spinning through like...
They couldn't. You couldn't weave it through traffic like
if
that.
If they could, they wouldn't.
Right. Well, it's like I don't know.
They don't respect what they have there, and that's why they end up dead.
They're childish about it. It's like you're zooming by, and they're just like literally weaving through moving traffic, like traffic that's
I've
doing
completely
things.
Missed this entire set.
I'm just saying how I'm glad that crotch rocket people eventually die.
Oh.
But,
okay.
All right.
Because they annoy me.
Anything else?
Fair enough.
We don't need lawyers, so there's that.
Now, we don't need them.
Imagine how much better the world would be without lawyers. Or at least without the sheer volume of lawyers we have in this world.
Yeah.
Everything is steeped.
What if they just didn't make so much money?
Well, if you didn't make so much money, there wouldn't be so many lawyers.
Right. So I mean.
I guess that's the issue.
If you had only public defendants, there would be a lot of
lawyers. Yeah, if you only had public defenders and prosecutors just to handle the laws of the land,
yeah,
that would probably be okay.
Right.
But it's lawyers, they're like...
Healthcare would be cheaper.
Healthcare would be cheaper. I tell you what, you throw a stick into a crowd, you'll hit six lawyers.
Well, I always thought,
and they're always representing douchey companies or douchey special interests.
I always thought it was weird, you know, when I was a kid, you know, watching daytime TV, and there's always the ads for, like, the local, like, hey, did you get injured on the job?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can tell what kind of scumbag sit home without, you know.
And it's just, like, it's almost how I feel, it's almost the same way I feel about when I see all these ads for, like, anxiety drugs and, like, all these... It's
getting
like
a bigger dick.
They kind of throw out these like dick big pills. Things that people are like, yeah. Or they like maybe like they didn't get injured on the job, but maybe it puts a thought in their head, well, hey, maybe I could get injured on the job and then, you know, there's my
make
day.
A living.
Or maybe their dick's a perfectly fine size, but they think maybe I could do a little better. So they get the pills.
Well, that's what I think.
Nice. But no, you're like, there's always like were you in? It's always that injured asbestos eating.
Yeah.
Baby transformations. Call us.
Baby transformations. Has your child sprouted wings and horns?
You might be 40 years later, but you could still mine that gold nugget because you're sitting home doing nothing. Yeah. We know it's 2 o'clock and you're watching UPN.
No, that's, but that actually, you just hit the nail on the head on one of the things that I see a lot. And they talk about like medical defects, stuff like that. And they're like, well, you know, the statute, like, you don't know what the statute is, so, like, you could still be making money. It's
scumbags.
Just like, it's just, like, the idea.
The fucking lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and it's like what Vinny said, like, that's part of the reason why going to the hospital is so goddamn expensive, because they gotta pay out all these insurance claims all the time, and they have to cover themselves in insurance.
That's part of the reason everything's so expensive. Everything's got litigation attached, everything's got, anyone can get sued for anything nowadays.
It's the frivolous lawsuits.
It really is.
It's the
is.
Ones where, like, you
hence
know, like...
Hence court reform. Good idea. Thank you, Republicans.
Yeah, there you go. So that.
I mean, it's just fucking... If the world had less lawyers, or if the lawyers in the world actually were looking out for human interests, life would be better off.
It's all money, though.
It is all money, and that's why you got scumbags sitting around, you know, getting exorbitant salaries, and we're losing... And this is just... This is my own personal gripe, so bear with me. We're losing, I feel like, a technical edge in this country.
Oh, yeah, we definitely are.
I'm an engineer by trade, right? Vincent can program computers.
I program computers.
TJ, you can plumb things, if needs be. Mm-hmm. If needs be. Mm.
You could do it if you had to.
These are
if
genuine...
If you had a gun at your head, you could plumb something.
Mm. These are maybe. Genuine trades that serve a purpose.
But I know how to boss plumber to plumb something.
Right.
There you go. Fine. I'm good at that.
Yeah. But look at, like, the accountants and the lawyers. If the world were to crumble, what do they possess that would actually benefit humanity?
I don't know.
They don't have any medical training. They don't have any sort of physical skill.
Well, there's nothing. If the world ended, I'd be like, if the electricity went out, I'm worthless.
But you're not. I guess you're a smart guy with a technical understanding of how things and logic and code and things like that work. If the world were to start back up, you could help with that.
Yeah, as long as we had computers.
Right.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, I wouldn't be any good if there wasn't an air conditioner, but my point is... a lawyer...
Neither one of us can build buildings.
A lawyer... I mean, we could
or harvest crops.
But all of these
or
technical
fish,
smart...
Or fish. We're fucked.
technical...
the point we're trying to
the
make.
The zombie here. Apocalypse happened. We are scoping. So
God damn it.
I'm sorry, what was your point?
This country doesn't possess the ability to produce anything all of you. All it does is has
neither is this room.
Right. And we're all right.
It's all entertainment. This is exactly what we're kind
but
of
no,
doing.
The
we're entertaining
world,
three
the entire
people
country,
right now.
Every kid that goes to college nowadays wants to be a business major so they can be a bean counter, or they want to be a lawyer so they can make money just arguing for their life.
Yes.
They don't want to
no more
work to actually make
I wish
anything.
I was a mechanic.
I wish I'd become like an electrician or something. One, they make decent money. Two, that's a useful trade. Mechanic.
Another
extremely... Now, how much I spend on a year on my cars that I wouldn't be spending just because I knew how to do it.
I don't know.
Let's
talk about that.
So, there you go. That's me.
No, I like that. It's good.
I'm off my soapbox.
Would you like to know what I hate?
Yes.
Well, I want to know what Vinny hates first.
You go first, DJ.
Mine are pretty brief. I'm going to tack on a rider to your whole driving thing with the motorcycles.
Right.
This is something you encounter a lot in the summertime, but I see it from
Roadhead.
I see it year. No, I like that.
I feel like I've never seen that yet.
Roadhead.
You ever seen somebody getting
I've never
roadhead?
Seen it.
Never seen.
Oh,
it.
I've never seen anybody. I've seen.
I thought I did twice.
Self.
You think?
Yeah. I've seen through the twilight and headlamps. I've seen a form
Take the dive.
I've never gotten one.
No, I'm not. No, you're missing out.
I don't know. I feel that's fucking really dangerous.
Listen to you. Aren't you the Mr. like, you know, turbocharged?
Dude,
like,
I drive really fast, but I'm extremely attentive.
Wouldn't that be
weird? I'm extreme.
I am.
You know, I always feel safe.
I think
you're always safe when you're with me.
I'm just saying that, you know, you're driving really fast and you're getting roadhead, that would make it that much more exciting.
More dangerous.
Exactly.
I guess if you're going to die, it's a good way to go.
Well,
right?
I don't know.
Getting hit.
It clamps down. When...
Oh, bite you right off. That could happen.
And you can bleed out.
Didn't that happen in a movie? There's some movie that
In Parenthood, they got into a wreck while it happened.
There was some movie I saw where like, it was a horror movie. Yeah, and she was getting in like that, like, they got out and like, some dick fell out. It was some gory movie. I don't know. Anyway. And in the Tetsuo the Iron Man, Anthony, I'm talking to you because you're the only one knows this. That's how the whole the protagonist kills the other.
Remember that scene in High Tension?
Yes. Cynthia watched that the other day. Anyway, no, I wasn't talking about Roadhead. I love Roadhead. What I was talking about and driving, I hate it when people stick their feet out the goddamn window.
While driving or while the passenger?
I've never seen somebody while driving.
I have.
That's annoying as fuck.
Saxon used to do that.
Yeah.
If I see a person sticking their feet out the window, like, in a very Gog's way, I want somebody so hard to just ram into them and their feet to fly out the other direction.
I love that I'm associated.
Oh, that's wait, use the formula. Use the aforementioned formula.
I was typing up, I'm actually, viewers, listeners, be happy, I was typing up, I will have an actual form in PDF form you can download off the website. It's going to be called the Gog's Wish form. Make a God's wish or something.
I like it, yeah.
And it's got, I hope that fill in celebrity name here gets fill in disease. I'll have a list, or you can present your own. And then this, and then this.
I like it.
See, mine doesn't really apply because it's not a celebrity. It's just a regular person. But
it's like an ad lib.
I just want
mad ad lib.
Like, why are your feet sticking out the fucking window? It just.
Maybe they got stinky feet.
It's
stinky
just,
feet.
The
feet
fucking.
Get it out of my car.
There's
what
air.
What if your conditions, bro?
There's. I don't give a fuck. There's, it's first of all, time out, hold on, let me finish, please. First of all, it's bad enough when I gotta see people's feet just in general. I don't need to see their feet.
Feet are generally gross.
Feet are
not a fan.
Feet are disgusting.
I don't
need to be driving down the street and seeing somebody's feet stick out the fucking window.
True.
Yeah.
What, and the second thing is, it just seems like, I don't know why I care, and I'm Mr. like, you can do whatever you want to do, and like, I don't give a fuck if you want to kill yourself. It seems so dangerous to me. Like, I'd be so terrified.
Oh, I'd be afraid of losing one.
Yeah. And I don't know why that factors into it, but it bothers me every time I see it. And I'm like, do you need to be that fucking comfortable sitting in a goddamn car that you gotta stick this
almost
feet
like
out the
this,
fucking
this
window?
Almost like the Brody Bruce.
Yeah, the kid is back on the escalator again.
Yeah. I hope his shoelace gets caught in a bloodbath ensues.
Somebody needs to teach that child to fear and respect
that
the escalator.
His parents should be ghosts. Shouldn't be fall that tragedy. Not teaching their child to properly fear and respect that escalator.
That kid is back on the escalator. Oh, that's a great scene.
That is a good scene.
Okay, what if the car is full of piranha?
Why would the car be full of piranha?
Is it then okay? Doesn't matter.
Let me ask
is
you
it okay?
Is
then?
There under any
if there's
circumstance?
More than one piranha, is it still piranha or
I
is
believe
piranhas?
So.
It's
piranha.
I think it's
definitely
I think it's
not
just piranha.
I think it's singular the whole way.
I think
river.
It's piranha.
I think it's piranha.
There's a lot of piranha in that river.
Not piranhas.
That river is full of piranha.
Is that
the river is full of piranhas?
Doesn't sound right.
I don't know. Like it just
barracuda.
Is that a barracuda?
Barracudas is
barracuda. Yeah. But yeah, it's annoying.
There's no under no circumstances. What about people that hang out on sunroofs and enjoy themselves?
You don't
like
see
with
them.
Their heads out of
like
the
like standing up like king of the world.
Yeah, but
they're gonna get there.
But you only
did you know it?
Well, and that
fingers crossed.
Here's the thing though, and I'll tell you why the sunroof thing isn't that annoying.
Mm.
Because that only you do that for like 3 seconds and you come back in. The feet thing I feel lasts for a long time.
You know,
I feel like you
figure out how
I feel like
in,
I feel
my
like
foot
you,
would go numb.
I feel like you put your feet up there and you settle it. You're bunkered down.
Here's my thing. What? Because I'm uncomfortable. Being a passenger in a car in a full recline. And I'm thinking that's the only way.
I need to have my head propped up. Something.
I don't want to be, like, I'm trying to think, to have my feet out, I would have to be leaning pretty far back for it to be comfortable at that angle.
Yeah.
And that would make me uncomfortable in the first place. I don't want to be looking at the ceiling moving that way.
Yeah.
That
you like, can't do that?
I don't like it. It makes me, I don't know why in the back seat I can just do this move and pass out. It
makes me feel like a torpedo.
But laying flat, I feel like if we hit the brakes, I'm going right through the engine block. Yeah. I'm just going to slide right out of the belt system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the belt system is null and void.
Completely negated.
I just take it off.
You need a full harness.
Yeah, but I just.
Cock harness.
Mm. It just drives me
TJ's
crazy.
Famous favorite male Mike porn star.
I do have one more. One more hate.
Fisting Mr. Lazy.
Sorry.
Starring Cock Harness.
You know what? We'll get into this a little later then. Because we're going to talk about the 4th of
just
July.
We're going to talk about the 4th of July. Don't ruin it.
I'll talk about it later.
Good.
Does anyone think they could pummel TJ for a full
five minutes? Furiously
and
pummel.
Not
post responses online.
And not 5 minutes like punch, wait, punch. We're like, talking bam, bam, bam.
Not
bam,
rabbit
bam.
Punching.
Rapid
but that has to be.
No, but I still think you could do, as long as you're always either winding up or sending. If you're always in motion, I think that's fair.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you could keep that up for five minutes.
I don't think any one of our listeners.
Can you switch hands?
Yes, you can switch hands.
So I can go.
Eventually, one hand's gonna get blood.
Like, we shouldn't do this right now. Maybe we should punch this for 5 minutes. I guarantee you probably couldn't do it.
All right,
punch it.
You guys keep going.
No, wait. I'm gonna time it. Wait, you ready?
I don't know if we want to do this for 5 minutes.
Okay, turn the thing. So
you guys just keep talking, and I'll just.
Well, I'll go through my hates while he's pummeling.
I got it.
We had we earlier before we started the show, we were gonna have a bit where God's punched me unmerciful for 5 minutes.
So Goggs is gonna continue punching. Do that for 5 minutes.
Goggs is furiously punching the gorilla bag.
Yeah. Let me make sure we can get this.
On the live broadcast, because I feel like this is
your face.
Yeah, that's his face.
All right, so while that's going on, I feel like it's really hard for me. You're not even 30 seconds there, tired boy.
He's already tired.
Yeah, you know, let's just do the commentary. He's slowing down.
He's done.
And he had like an entire cup of coffee. He had two cups of coffee. Keep going, dude.
You're not
even at a minute. Not even a single minute. Oh, wow. That's not even hitting at this point. Yeah.
See, I told you it was tiring.
All right, so he...
Look at him, he's breathing.
Goggs can't make it a minute. Send in your videos. I'll sweat like crazy. I can't make five. I can do 2 minutes.
You think you can do two?
I used to do it.
Go ahead. All
right, fine.
Are you going to punch through the bag? I don't want to do that.
Reset.
All right. Vinny is going to try to punch.
Ready?
Yeah.
Gladiator's ready.
Gladiator's ready.
Go! Right. So, what do you hate?
Sidewalks!
Think about it, man.
I knew it.
They are always busted up. They're always on the wrong side of the fucking road. There's always a bunch of goddamn cracks. There's glass on it. Like, a sidewalk is a false sense of security, you know? One would think you could get on a sidewalk and take a fucking job in your bare goddamn feet. You can't. You're with your fucking hypodermic needles. Like, they don't clean sidewalks any better than they clean roads.
This is my favorite. I like this one. Your new favorite bit.
He's getting tired.
Did you recently run barefooted?
Vinny looks like Donkey Kong.
No, while TJ was doing his hate, I decided I hated sidewalks.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Should I push the foam into the bag? I feel.
What am I at?
Huh? 28 seconds.
Get shut up.
No,
28 seconds.
You're doing great. What keep going. At? You're in 1:08.
Good enough.
Okay.
I can keep going.
You are sweating.
I get sweaty.
Oh, man. Mid
12.
So, sidewalk, what do you think about that?
I think that's how we should do the hates from now on.
That's a good one.
Next week, we'll just stab us like a shoulder of beef.
Am I right on the sidewalk?
No, sidewalk,
why should you?
Right, they're not everywhere. And when they are there, they're useless.
They're fucking useless. Or there's some jackass on them. Right? With like 7 kids. Or there's a bunch of fuckheads just loitering in the middle of the goddamn sidewalk.
You know what? I have no respect for people with no shopping agenda.
God damn it. Now I'm all fired up.
People that loitered, now eat him.
No. No, no. Give him one. $5. Give him one in the chest.
No. God damn it.
How about if I paid you $5? Can I give you one in the chest?
Can I give,
no.
Well, if we both give you $5.
No.
$10.
No.
$10.
Come on, it won't be that bad.
It's not worth it.
What about one in the arm?
No.
One in the arm.
No.
I have one, two, three. Well, $5.
I have no cash. I will give you my Food Lion Food Saver card.
I don't. That means nothing to me.
One in the arm.
I'm not getting punched. No punching.
One in the arm. Half speed.
No.
I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna go for it.
No punching.
Fine.
Also shoelaces.
Okay.
How do you? What? Now how do you hate?
So you
what the fuck happened to Velcro?
You're pro loafer. You know Velcro's got a bad rap,
right? What's wrong? What's wrong with
convenient?
Velcro? What's wrong with Velcro?
I tell you what. You can't sneak. You can't sneak out of a house using it.
It's true. What if your shoes are already on?
Well, what if you got to take your shoes off to go to bed?
That's where, why would you ever have to take your shoes off?
You don't take your shoes off.
Do you have to? I do because it's culturally appropriate. That's the only reason I take my shoes
I'd
off.
I'd be uncomfortable sleeping. All
right, let's say you need to sneak into a camp of ninjas.
All right.
To take a bath.
That's ridiculous.
And any the slightest sound will wake them. Shoelace is the silent killer.
No, because you know what the thing along the same lines is the sidewalk. The shoelaces they're never proper. Right. Like they come untied.
What about a loafer?
Loafers suck.
You like the adjustability?
So I like the adjustability. I go Velcro.
What about those future shoes you have with the crank downs?
You know, if those, yeah, those were pretty solid.
What are you talking about?
Except they didn't work, like, they break.
I feel like they would take your
foot
off.
That's the problem.
I don't know, I don't understand what you mean.
You know,
yeah, it's steel cabling, basically webbed through here.
Oh, and you
got a knob on the back.
Twisty turned it up.
Tightened it.
Yeah, they were really cool, except they broke. And now I'm fucking SOL because they're broken and I can't just tie them up.
Right. They should offer Velcro conversion kits.
Right, now here's the thing. All shoes should be Velcro, and they should come with backup laces.
Hmm. Old school Nikes.
Really?
There's the ones that used to have the Velcro across the whole top.
You're right.
We need a tie-up.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the self-lacers from Back to the Future 2? What the
I don't
fuck?
Know what you're we punched the bag and all the stuff's in the air. There's a lot of cat shit in there.
Ew. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, he poops on the bag.
Seriously?
But
yeah, in Back to the Future 2, they just put the shoes on. They're just...
Yeah, that I'm for.
That movie's not that great.
You are doing poorly.
Oh, that movie's overrated.
All right, well, let's...
Did you stuff this thing with pollen?
No, the cat sleeps on it, so there's a lot of...
I'm allergic to cats.
Well, apparently you are.
Damn it.
Yep.
Apparently you are. All right, what else do we got?
Okay, here's something I want to talk about. You guys use forums.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Go ahead.
Stop lying.
Theouthouse.com.
Right, so...
The most fun you can have on the internet with your pants on.
What if...
Or off.
Right. Now this may be
Outhouser
a little bit different. So how about what other forums do you use? Because I want to take something that doesn't involve you personally. Like,
well, the forums that I've been on a forum called Guitar Geek.
Okay.
Or
how about like
the smoke ring?
How about like a
barbecue
help forum? Have you ever like gone on a forum to get help or
like
something
Yahoo
like that?
Answers or something?
Yeah,
I go
like
on barbecue forums.
Okay.
Engineering forums.
There you go. What if those forums all had? They all when you signed up, you would everybody only saw your first and last name.
Not into it.
100% for it.
You're why? For it. You're not into
why?
It.
Why?
I can see things for both.
Why would you be?
I'd like to get
that?
The yeah. Let's start off with the easy one because I feel like not being for it.
Well,
is it, I'm for,
I haven't used.
I'm against it.
Let me just say that like a lot of times you see like stuff like I haven't done this, but the first thing I thought about is like. The thing that's cool about message boards is it's anonymity.
You're anonymous.
And the thing is that, like, this is the first thing I thought about, but, like, Yahoo Answers, there's always, like, sensitive questions that maybe you shouldn't be asking
sure,
on the internet.
Right?
And you're not going to post that stuff if you think, like, everyone's going to know your name. Like, you know, and if it's, like, Vinny DeFrancesco, it's like, how do you get rid of genital sores?
Yeah,
right?
You know if I was going to do that, I would like to cover
that's
that up.
That's what I'm saying. And now...
With some cream. Or
I'm a little bit different in the fact that, like, I mean, everybody in the outhouse, that's the one I posted all the time, they all know who
you're
I am anyway.
Anyway.
But in a general sense, like, if I was, like you said, a help forum.
So you're playing a video game. See, it's a video game.
I wouldn't want people to know my name on those things.
So let me set
this... We've illustrated this a lot on the show, not to stomp on you there.
That's right.
We've illustrated this a lot on the show. The less, like... Your name is out there on the internet's probably the better.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, if you're out there, you know, all over the place, it just seems like a bad idea.
So, anyway, I play World of Warcraft.
Yes, so does Gog.
That's the kind of thing I don't... I mean, like, I'm not ashamed that I play it, but maybe future employers. Like, I'm not... Nobody needs to know that about me. I personally don't care if somebody wants to talk about it to me. That's fine. But I'll post it on the forums. I'll ask questions. I still play. Yeah, I was playing earlier today.
Isn't there something big that's about to happen?
They're having a new expansion, but we're not going to get into that. The fact of the matter is, when that expansion drops...
Nope, but I'm thinking about trying the expansion.
When that expansion drops... So they've recently implemented this thing called Real ID. And they're basically, like, riding the coattails of the social networking phenomenon that's been happening over the past 5 years. You know, Facebook.
Sure. MySpace.
But like, so Friendster. Anyway... Friendster.
Wow.
So anyway, nowadays, when you're playing the game, you can choose to be real ID friends with somebody. So you can say, they know my real name, I know their real name. All of your characters across all of the servers, you know when each other's online, regardless of who you're playing.
Your characters get a unique BFF necklace.
Now,
paired
that doesn't happen
to the other character.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, they're going to take that real ID, and in-game, I think that's kind of neat. Like, I have friends that I've met, that I play online with, that I share my name with.
She's met IRL?
Yeah, well, we've hung out with them in real life. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
So they're taking this a step further, and now they're going to tie this into their forums online. So now, anytime you post anything online on the World of Warcraft forums, your name.
Absolutely love it.
First and last name will be right there.
Absolutely love it. Here's the question. You should give you your address, too.
Here's what I don't understand. Like, why can't it just be like a username? Like, it used to be with MySpace. Like, why can't all that information still be there, but it's just a username? I don't get why.
I feel like you should have the choice.
Yeah, why does it have to be your name?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just like Facebook now. You know, people are getting sensitive about their actual name being on there, so a lot of people, not myself, but a lot of people are changing their name on Facebook so they can't get found. Like, I imagine people are going to do the same thing on World of Warcraft.
Except that, when you buy a World of Warcraft account, you have to purchase it.
Right.
You have to register with a credit card. And the name on the credit card needs to match.
His mom's name.
So you'll have, like, 13-year-old kids with, like, Martha
Johansson. That's funny.
That's even
better.
So why do you want it? Why are you for this, guys? I don't understand.
The internet's full of dicks because of the anonymity. I think if there was a chance that repercussions could happen, you'd find a lot more civility on there.
That's true. So it's almost, and this was the, this was the,
you know how many douchebags used to go on the World of Warcraft?
I didn't argue.
Used to.
Still did. More now.
How many jerk-offs are on the World of Warcraft forums that just spam nonsense? Yeah. They're not adding anything to the community. They're not being helpful. They're not even presenting a valid argument. They're just being douchebags. And so, if I knew your name, if you were out there, if it was out there and it was saying, you know, it said my full name on there,
you'd be careful.
I would think twice. I wouldn't be such a dick.
So it's almost, in a way, it'd be self-regulating.
I can see your point, but I can't you see what I'm saying, though, about, like, it seems kind of weird to have your all your information.
It's your choice. You don't have to do any of this shit.
Right. You don't have to post.
But you don't have to do any. You don't have to use fucking Facebook. Yeah. You don't have to use the internet if you don't want to. Yep. You don't have to post anything, at least.
Yeah, but if you want to use, if you want to play World of Warcraft, I don't necessarily, like.
Right, if you want to play World of Warcraft, now, if you want
to
play.
Which I don't, by the way.
If you want to play World of Warcraft.
You have dignity.
I have no fucking interest in playing World of Warcraft.
You have interest.
No.
You have interest.
If you want to play World of Warcraft.
I have it on that computer you gave me, and I've yet to play it, so.
If you want to play World of
Warcraft.
I thought
about clicking on it.
And you want to post on the forums. Now, I do have a question.
Okay.
Would your forum post, is it going to retroactively switch all the forum posts back?
That was a big question.
Damn it!
No, they're not. I kind of wish they would.
I wish they would.
But they're not.
Okay, so now you are given a choice. It's not keeping you from playing the game.
Right.
Your character's name is still going to be your character name, right?
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you had to register with your name.
You have to register, but if you want to post on the forums.
Right. Okay.
But in the game, you could still be Sexbot 23.
Right, you can still be Kid Toucher Armageddon.
Right. Yes,
you'll be fine.
But if you want to post on the forums and make yourself part
of
the community.
That's a great character name. Nobody steal that.
Kid Toucher Armageddon.
Kid Toucher Armageddon.
I think that just making to be part of the community, you have to give your name. Any community. Think about it. You wouldn't go to a PTA meeting. I mean, I wouldn't go to a PTA meeting, but you wouldn't go to a PTA meeting all in Halloween costumes with complete anonymity. You wouldn't go to any social gathering with complete anonymity because you'd act like a fucking shithead. That's what everyone does.
Right. Dude, that is a very compelling pro-argument.
I like anonymity point. Yeah. Plus audience equals a motherfucker.
Right. And so you don't have to participate.
You don't have to. It's completely voluntary. Yeah. It's just like these fucks that get mad about Facebook. You're that pissed about it, just fucking quit.
Yeah.
This is your choice. It's not like they're just posting online where you live and what you're wearing. You are choosing to participate.
Now, let me ask you this.
Fair point.
Now that they've made that change, would you continue to post there?
If I posted, I would.
Would that keep you from posting?
No.
Okay. How about you?
It would keep me from posting like an asshole.
Okay. But, so, MMO, would that keep you from posting knowing that somebody could Google search your name and it would come up,
you know, in a massively multiplayer. That's what bothers me.
I wouldn't
me.
Like that at all.
Well, do you play an MMO?
Yeah.
What's to be ashamed? It's a video
game. No, personally, there's nothing to be ashamed of, but I know, like, employers, for example, the fact that somebody plays a massively multiplayer online role-playing game doesn't necessarily bode well for potential employment.
I wouldn't work
there's
there
a
anyway.
Negative connotation associated with that.
Well, I wouldn't want to work for that dick, then.
What if you needed the money?
But then you find some place that doesn't care. I don't see... That's a whole separate issue.
Yeah.
I can't understand how people can get fired or anything else off of conduct or not even like nothing. Anything you don't do at work, I don't understand how that can affect your job.
I agree. What if you're a figurehead, you know, for a company? And so you're part of your job relies on your reputation as a person.
What? I guess then you're condemning the entire video gaming nation as lesser people?
I'm not, no. What?
Well, why is it a bad thing that you play games?
No, I do not think that. I'm saying that other people do.
If I'm that important, then I think I'd be shining light on the good side of video games. Because obviously I've been playing video games, I got to where I was. And if I'm not good at my business, if you don't want to participate, if you don't want to do business with me, because I play video games, I will make it my quest to grind you into the fucking ground.
That is very stand-up of you guys. I appreciate that.
Well, let's move on to something else.
All right.
That's a very good topic. I had a good talk on that one.
You want to do July? You want the 4th of July? You want to talk about that
can
a little
bit? Can you talk about the Trent Reznor? We just talked about social networks.
All right, yeah.
Talk about that for real quick.
So Trent Reznor is going to score
Trent Reznor for
film.
The Steel in addition to Great
Big. I still like that. Anyway, he's got a new project.
I only saw that in this video.
Have you heard of that new project?
No.
I can't think of it. I'll post it on the way. Anyway, he's going to score a movie called The Social Network, which doesn't that sound
Facebook
fucking
musical?
Stupid
is
shit?
Is the director or anything talked about in the article?
Yeah, the director is somebody, David Fincher.
Oh, he's good.
Wow!
David Fincher's good.
Now I'm really interested.
Yeah, and actually, so apparently it's going to be very dark.
It's a stupid fucking
like Fincher, everything he's done is
Fight
dark.
Club, right?
Fincher? Fight Club, yeah. Seven.
The better cut of Alien 3.
He right. also did Zodiac, which I really liked.
I
think,
still need to see
I think
that.
Six
I
people
that,
yeah, yeah. saw. I thought that was really good.
I thought that was neat.
He also made Panic Room, which was garbage.
So Reznor's scored things before, but never an entire movie. He's done video games.
I think he'd do a good job.
I think so.
I think he'd be good in a dark movie.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too, because I want to say... You know what, I'm glad I didn't say that out loud, but I almost said that I'm gonna say it anyway, yeah. But I was gonna say that they had, Fincher put Nine Inch Nails in Seven, but it wasn't him, it was, Gravity Kills.
Because
there's that, real heavy industrial sound in Seven.
Because
that actually, that was the first time, remember that song, Guilty?
Yeah.
That was where you heard it the first time, it was in Seven. Uh-huh. So. I like anything David Fincher's involved in, so I'll go see it.
I'd be very interested to hear the soundtrack.
Does it say what the plot? I guess it's going to be about like Facebook. Or
it's yeah, it's the
like
plot
a murder
is
man.
I guess
a murder.
It's, I don't. I, they don't get into that. Apparently, it's loosely tied around the internet social.
So it's Swim Fan.
Maybe.
You know who's hot? That chick that was in Swim Fan, the blonde chick with the big boobs.
That's
Erica
hard.
Christensen.
God, you're
She's
good. I didn't it. See it. What do you think about that movie idea I texted you today?
You didn't text me the movie idea.
Oh, who did I text?
One to me.
That would get interesting.
It was just a picture of my dick.
Movie idea. Two bucks.
I had an idea.
No, I said it to you. TJ Stambaugh.
I swear to God, I didn't get it. What numbers did you send to my other phone?
It doesn't matter. This is bad radio.
Okay, go ahead.
What's next?
You definitely did not send this to me.
What do you think about that? Read out loud.
Catholic priest kills people who confess horrible crimes to him, like the Punisher who's a priest. That's actually not bad at all.
Right?
Yeah.
But he accepts the fact that he's going to go to hell for committing murder.
I like
and he's
that.
Taking on the sin to rid the world
like
of lesser
that.
Sin
That's
or
good.
Other
good.
Sin.
I had an
patent pending.
I had an idea.
A purifier or something?
I had an idea for a movie that I was going to text you about the other day where, like, you know how, like, in, like, superhero comics and superhero movies, like, the superhero always saves the day at the last minute. Like, the villain has, like, the doomsday device.
Right.
So, like, the superhero doesn't save him. World goes fucking to shit.
Love it.
And then, like, the whole thing isn't about the particular heroes and villains that are involved. It's about, like, everyone that was affected by it and, like, how the world has changed because of it. And, like, I had, like, I mean, it's all just an idea, but I had, like, this idea that, like, the villain, like, is still alive. He's the only one that's really, like, knows what happened. Like, the rest of the world's just fucked.
Right.
He's the one. And, like, whereas he thought, like, he was, like, gonna get this
rule
grand scheme, like, he's he's really just this defeated, broken man. He's, like, retreated out of the mountains, and then it's just about, like, all these different people, how they're affected by this, like...
Like, vantage point
superheroes. Cataclysmic event.
I like it. I like the idea of the supervillain pulling off the giant thing.
Yeah.
But then... really reaping the consequences and, like, realizing, oh, that didn't work out.
Sort of, yeah, this was a bad idea.
There's sort of a comic that's like that called The End League, and they kind of played around with a
similar idea. Like that with Kingdom Come,
similar
but not,
idea, in a way. But
I like that. I do like that idea.
I had an idea, yeah. Anyway.
Pen.
Can I talk about the Sean Penn thing real quick?
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but Sean Penn, for those of you that don't know, like, he always talks about his charity work in Katrina and his charity work in Haiti, and he just lies. He says he does all this crap, and then they have him pictures, like, he says he was there for 2 weeks, but then they have pictures that are dated where he clearly wasn't there for 2 weeks, but he just keeps lying about it. But people just are so fucking scared to call out this fucking celebrity and call him a fucking douche fucktard. It's just annoying, like, because he just goes and... Like, he was in, I think, Vanity Fair, and he crying about how, like, he did the work for Haiti. Or he was on Bill Maher's show right after Haiti, and he was crying on TV. And it's just like, you're an actor. Fucking liar!
Yeah.
It just pisses me off, because, like...
Well, he garners positive attention.
I don't like it. It's like the Bono. Actually, you know what? He's worse than Bono, because Bono does good things, and he's still a piece of shit. Yeah. Sean Penn lies about doing good things, and no one called... He's still a wonderful human being. But Tyler Durden, as always, has a really good fucking article about it. I recommend you read it. I'll go on it something. Can I also talk about the two girls, one cup thing? Because I thought it was a fascinating question. I never
clicked on this, but what's the deal?
I don't
want to
look.
It's not a video. All right, so everybody remembers two, right?
Yeah.
It was the internet
sensation of 2000.
The internet sensation that swept the nation. Right. Two girls, one cup. All right, in the video, two girls, one cup, basically...
Look it up if you don't know.
Yeah,
what
these
it
two
is.
Girls exchanged poop, and they pooped in each other's mouths. Oh. And there was a thread that was started over on the outhousers.com where they didn't feel that the poop in question was legitimate. That it was like the whole thing was staged.
They had it coming out of their ass.
All right, now let me ask you a question. This is the question.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
But this is what I'm.
Did either one of you watch it?
No. I watched the first like 30 seconds.
As far as I got.
Yeah, you guys. She'll watch
it. No, why should I watch that? Why should
anybody watch
it?
Why did you watch it?
Because we're in the fucking Mulhall Radio Show.
That is gross. It's so gross.
Of course it's gross. That's why you gotta watch it.
Just because it's gross doesn't mean no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You just don't understand life. You have to watch things like that. You have to take it in.
No, I don't want
to. There's no way it's going to make my life better to watch.
Yeah, I disagree.
There's no positive effect.
It would have made this show better because we'd had talking points.
No, you keep talking. I know what it's about.
No, because you haven't seen it, so there's no point talking it further.
Good.
Let's move on.
Disappointed in both of you.
Well, you talked like the audience has seen it.
Yeah. No.
Tell the audience.
There's no discussion. It's a discussionary point.
If you're trying to get this up on my computer right now, it's not going to
happen. I'm not doing that. No, I'm just going to move on.
Okay, good.
Good.
You guys suck.
Whatever, man.
4th of July.
Gogs, go.
Yep.
It happened.
Intensity, intensity.
Yeah.
We floated the keg.
What happened on the 4th of July, Gogs?
We had a crab feast in my backyard.
It was delicious.
It was pretty awesome.
Fucking tasty.
We punched and cut.
We punched
watermelon.
We chopped watermelon with a samurai sword. We punched the shit out of some watermelon.
Yep.
We hit the skull bong.
Yep.
The skull beer bong came out, made an appearance.
Sure did.
Our devoted listener, Anthony, he became the New Year's baby on 4th of July. Big angry Muppet.
Anthony did okay. He rearranged parts of my house, I'm pretty sure. But
that would be blocker. If anybody would have done that, it'd be blocker.
If we're talking about 4th of July, what's the deal with parades? Why do people like them so much?
I don't understand parades.
I live right now. I live right off the main street of the small city that I live near. And they have this main street parade, right?
Right.
There were chairs. Like, people put out lawn chairs out on the sidewalk to, like, reserve their spot.
Right.
They had chairs out 2 weeks before this parade.
2 weeks?
2 fucking weeks! What is the deal? This isn't like the, like, okay, so like the only parade I sort of get is like the Thanksgiving parade. Like,
that's the one I hate the most.
Like, do you get to eat at the Thanksgiving parade?
Let me explain. I don't like it either, but I understand it because the Thanksgiving parade They have, like, big floats, and it's televised, and it's, like, a big, like...
That's the reason I hate it.
I know, but listen. I get that. I understand people are attention whores. They want to be on TV. It's the same reason why...
We're doing this
good,
show.
Good Morning exactly. America. They all stand outside the window and wave.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, again, there's big balloons. Like, there's a spectacle. What do you see at a local...
Just a bag of balloons.
What do you see at a local parade? Like, fucking... Like, Shriners, fucking National Guardsmen, a marching band.
Do people make their own floats?
I don't believe
so. Can we
so.
Enter a float?
If they have their own floats, then they can. I don't know if they have
can
their
we,
floats.
Can we enter our own float?
Yes.
The Mohole radio float could be...
there you go.
Dude, I don't know if they have their own floats. I've never sat and watched one of these things. Does that... Is that what happens? Have either one of you been at a
I've only seen
party?
Them on TV.
You, see, you know what? I've got... I actually have no problem with the small local parade. I have an issue with the big Macy's Day Parade.
Well, I don't like either one.
Well, I the little one, you know, you got local. Say a regiment comes back from Iraq or something,
for?
You celebrate. It's just
July.
Celebrating America. It's the 4th of July. Everybody's happy.
But why walk down the road doing it?
That's what I don't get. I don't understand.
It's like a big roving, not really party.
Why not have a cookout in the middle of the road?
That would be much or block party.
And like and have a band, and the band could be there.
That would be good.
I got no real rationale why it's good that they exist.
I don't understand why they exist.
That's just what I'm
like,
talking about.
Good or bad, I don't understand why they're there.
I don't either.
That's like parades seem to kick off. They're like the keynote to a celebration. Like whenever, like
but why?
Think back in high school before the homecoming game, there was the big parade marching into the football field.
Yeah, that was
you know?
Stupid.
Like fine. During all the carnivals in back home, they would have a parade go through the town, and then they would end at the carnival grounds. That would be the beginning of the carnival or whatever. I mean, it's just stupid, folksy town fun. I don't know. I don't know why I'm defending it, but I don't seem to mind the small local parade. I hate the big corporate. You know why I think I like it? Because there's nothing corporate and fake about it.
Okay.
It's just people being people.
Fair enough. You can
the big
that.
Macy's Day Parade, when you have every pop star piece of shit, fuck! That gets on the fucking roving stage and lip syncs, they stop at one spot. They're not even singing the entire route. They stop at one spot, lip sync 2 minutes of their shitty fucking song, and then they roll on. Can't stand that. Can't
stand I didn't even know they did that.
Oh, they do. Oh, it's like, uh-oh, you know, Al Roker's used to be fat ass, and they're like, well, now here comes Mandy Moore!
He's a saggy, weird-looking piece of thing, isn't
he? Did you ever see that clip of him? Check it on YouTube. Where, like, it's like he's out, like, reporting on a hurricane, like, blows over. It's funny as shit.
And, you know, like, it's like Kathy Lee Gifford's fake ass is sitting there like, I'm next! It's the Jonas Brothers, and they're here with the cast of Pepsi!
So
what's the cast of Pepsi? I don't fucking know! Which is cans of soda!
So
dancing!
Kathy Lee, speaking of Kathy Lee.
Is that the... Who's she?
Right, Regis? She used to be on Regis and Kathy Lee.
Her face has just been
both. So get this, so she has a son now who's like 20-something, I don't know. He's an entertainment reporter she's on like Good Day America, or one of the morning entertainment shows. So her son is an entertainment reporter,
of course he is.
He's just, like, the most, like, you know, annoying, like, ubiquitously, like, happy, like, oh, Toy Story is a great ride, like, and, like, he reviewed Jonah Hex, and he's like, I don't want to say anything bad, but Megan Fox is mad at her. Like, it's like, he has no, like, he's a critic that has nothing to say.
I fucking hate, like, nepotism.
Well, that's the thing, like, it's so, like, irritating. Like, that kid's life has probably been so goddamn awesome.
Jenna, I'm a drunk cunt Bush. She's a reporter now for some morning show.
Jenna Bush?
Jenna Bush. George Bush is one of his daughters.
She's good looking, isn't she?
No, she looks like George Bush.
The other one's the good looking one.
Oh. Nice. Mm. And then, like,
what?
She just got that job because she's George Bush's daughter.
They're both good.
And then everyone's favorite little whore, Bristol Palin, ended up on some TV show where they were dealing with the idea of teen pregnancy, and she came on as Bristol Palin
to talk about teen pregnancy.
I'd bang her.
And... Oh, she was, like, the worst actress of all time. Plus, she's a cunt. Plus, her mom's a super cunt.
Get that.
I just can't. Nepotism kill. I mean, I'm
Lindsay
probably saying
Lohan
that.
Is going to jail.
Did that happen? Yeah. I was listening to that live.
Laura said it upstairs earlier. I don't know what the details were, but she's. I heard her cheer, and I was like, what? She's like, Lindsay Lohan's going to jail. I'm like, all right.
I was listening to that. It was on, like, TMZ. They were actually streaming. It was on Ustream. They're streaming the court live.
Works for them.
Speaking of wacky celebrities, and I think we'll wrap up with this. Can we talk about Mel Gibson?
Please.
Yeah.
Open up that link.
Can we please talk about Mel Gibson?
Open up not the second.
All I'm gonna say.
The first one.
Do you want to just do the article? How do you want to handle?
Let me just read the article.
Mel Gibson, by the way, if you haven't forgotten, Mel Gibson. I'm gonna take you as a good friend now. He looks like Michael Jackson.
Chick from Mask.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she looks like. Like, somebody made a Muppet of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, good call.
Muppet face. Alright, so here we go. Let's give credit where credit's due. Where's the article?
The London Evening Standard. And let's just point in perspective that Mel Gibson is probably one of the most well-liked celebrities ever.
I still love his movies.
And like,
there's nothing he can do that's gonna make me not like his movie.
But I mean, like, I mean, on a personal level, never heard anything bad about him.
No.
And then, like, he put out The Passion. After The Passion of the Christ came out, it made a shit ton of money. You found that he was like this wacky ass religious nut.
Yeah. Anti-Semite.
His dad's a fucking Holocaust denier. And, I mean, not to say that, like, he's a Holocaust...
Not to say it happened.
Not to say that... Nice.
Wow.
Not to say that he's a Holocaust denier, but, I mean, come on. A lot of times the apple doesn't far from the tree. And then he's all with Jews, and...
What's going on?
Anyway, okay, so, go ahead. So, here we go.
So he's totally out of his mind.
The 50-year-old act is alleged that he... To given... It, Mel Gibson.
Wow.
Start this over.
Mel Gibson is alleged to have given his ex-girlfriend, Oksana Grigorvir...
Bio?
Whatever. Two black eyes. The 54-year-old actor, who was in a relationship with Oksana for around a year before they broke up in April, is accused of being violent toward the Russian singer. That's a singer? During an incident in January this year. And the source close to the situation claims the pictures will reveal the extent of her injuries. The insider revealed to RadarOnline.com. Really? You can see Oksana's two main front teeth were broken, and there are bruises all over her face.
I don't see any bruises.
Whatever, she's ugly to start with. They will come out eventually, and she is prepared to use them in the court case. In June, Oksana filed a restraining order against the Braveheart actor, claiming he had been extremely violent toward her, something her friends have denied. Now, here we go. The source said Oksana was scared to death to go to the cops. Any battered woman is. Most women never speak out and suffer for years. Last week, it was claimed Mel, who has an 8-month-old daughter, Lucia, with the Russian beauty, subjected her to a tirade of racist abuse, accusing her of being fucking fake and a... I don't even know what that is. It's all asterisks.
Yeah, all asterisks.
Next up, in a taped rant, it is claimed Mel says, "You're an embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking pig in heat. And if you get raped by a pack of N's, it will be your fault." Except he didn't say N's.
That spurred my Facebook comment of Mel Gibson says you're going to be raped by a pack of N's. For your sake, I hope he's wrong.
In
a separate recorded incident, he can allegedly be heard saying, "How dare you act like such a bitch to me when I've been so fucking nice. I'm going to come and burn the fucking house down, but you will blow me first." Mel is believed to be trying to get these tapes blocked.
What did he or she do?
I just want to know why were these things recorded? Did he have a camera on?
I'm sure she was recording them.
How
did Linda Tripp record Bill Clinton jerking off or whatever? There's probably tons of other incidents of abuse, but she just decided to start recording.
I'm gonna burn the fucking house down, but you're gonna blow me first?
And this has spawned, go to that other link I sent. This has spawned a rash of internet memes. Now you've got all these the Braveheart ones, like, "They may take our lives, but they will blow me first." let's see.
Give me back my son, but blow me first. That's a ransom.
I'm here for the gasoline.
Here's the Road Warrior one. I'm here for the gasoline sugar tits, but blow me first.
That's an embarrassment. If you get raped by a pack of N's, it will be your fault. That's a good one.
Oh, Mel Gibson. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's from Lethal Weapon.
You want to see crazy? I'll show you crazy. Calls girlfriend. I hope you get raped by a pack of N's. Hangs up. Like, this is the internet just killing. Mel Gibson apparently is an awful person.
What's that one say?
Here's the deal. Round up a gang this and rape my wife.
This is from Lethal Weapon. He's talking to
a pack of N's.
A pack of N's, yes.
Jesus. Oh, man.
He is a awful human being.
Did anybody see that last movie he was in? Edge of Darkness?
No.
That was good.
It's supposed to be based on a really good
book. Sort of steal his daughter or something.
It's something.
No, Ben shot his daughter.
And he's like
of him.
A cop that's like got a. He's like loses his like code and just goes killing people. Like a Death Wish kind of situation.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I love his movies, but he is a bad person.
Yeah,
he seems like a total ass. You know, it's amazing, though.
He's a racist, anti-Semitic.
Anytime this kind of stuff comes out, though, like, how did he keep this under wraps for so long? You know what I mean? Like, he obviously has been like this all his life. Like, how did he, like, stay so, like...
Is it true things?
Is it true? Is it true?
I think recorded conversations of him saying
that... Yeah,
but,
okay, yes, that's... The recorded conversations are true. But right. Is there something somebody could do to you to drive you to say something?
Well, I mean, someone could splice this show together.
That's
and make that
what
solid.
I'm saying, right?
That's
so
true.
Is it real?
Doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not giving him that.
Well,
I'm
here's
just
the,
saying.
Here's the only problem
that's
with
a good
that.
Point.
Here's the only problem with that. He said fucked up shit like on interviews and stuff where he wasn't really provoked, and like that's what makes it seem like that's what makes it kind of like. You can't really give him the benefit because he said wacky shit like to reporters and stuff. Like he, like when he, for an example, and it's a minor thing, but it's still something a professional shouldn't do.
Right.
You know, you're a paid actor and you got to do promotion for a movie. They ask you questions about the movies. You got to be on your P's and Q's or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's simple. So this guy, when Edge of Darkness came out, he's like, well, you haven't been around in a while. You know, we haven't seen you in a while. You know, it's, I think it has been like 10 years since he'd been in a movie.
Yeah.
Since Passion, I think it's been like whatever it was. A long time. So, like, he answers this question and then, like, he's like, it was great. Did you know how, like, he didn't know that the feed was cut? Like, you know how they have, like, a video interview and the interviewer's
right here
in the studio and then he's on TV? Well, the feed wasn't cut. And he's like, fucking asshole. Like, it was fucking hilarious. And like the interviewer's like, Mel, I'm still here. And it was just it was like you can't fucking keep your mouth shut for 10 minutes to walk out the door. And
you know what, though? I mean, I've been in situations where, like, no, I've never been interviewed on television, but like I've been in a supermarket and I've been talking to somebody and I was being really nice to their face and as soon as I get away, I'm like, that guy's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I have a real hard time defending.
Well, you're allowed. I mean, you can't, I mean.
You're also not working.
You're also not being a racist fucking anti-Semite.
Are you gonna do that?
Now, see, I never heard
now, here's
of that.
Now, here's the thing though. Are you gonna do that at work?
No.
See, that's the thing. He's technically, when he's at that interview and he calls that interview a fucking asshole, not even in a way, in a very real sense, he's at work.
Yeah.
He's doing a job.
Well, the other thing is you might be not pleased with someone in a localized sense, but he's a,
like,
he has, like, legitimate hate. Like, we say shit that's fucked up on this show, but we're just fucking around and being shocking and funny, but he's calling his girlfriend and saying, I hope you get raped.
Raped by a pack of ends.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Can this episode title be, We Get Raped by a Pack of Ends?
I would prefer if it didn't.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get
that. I like
that
it's ends. I like ends.
Ends?
It's funny.
Like, E-H-N.
Give me Greece, N.
E-H-N apostrophe S.
That's
calling you the N-word.
He's, like, legitimately hates.
Oh, he's fucked up.
Like, races and creeds. Like, he doesn't hate localized groups of douchebags like I do.
Has he said that?
I mean, he's a Holocaust denier.
Did he say that? This is all I'm saying. Like, let's look at
the facts too. He did make the Passion of the Christ, which let's just say it doesn't put the Jews in the most charming of lights.
Yeah, it was a little harsh on the Jews.
Oh, so
great way to make money though.
Oh, he made a killing.
Right? Killed two people.
What?
The Passion of the Christ killed two people.
I think
Avatar killed two people too.
Avatar killed like six.
Well, they died in the theater.
They died in the theater.
The Passion of the Christ. God, what a piece of shit. That movie is so
I never
funny.
Saw that.
Oh my god. That movie has That movie has several funny messages. One, it's very hard on the Jews. Like, it's, you know how, like, it's always, oh, the Jews killed Jesus?
Right.
They pretty much explicitly say the Jews killed Jesus. Like, it's not even, like, subtle.
Jesus was Jewish, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But the there's always the...
What are you shaking your head for?
No, it's just, the whole argument kills me. The whole pinning it on...
But,
right.
Well, I'm just saying, if you've seen the movie, that I'm talking about the movie,
you're right.
Not my personal beliefs.
No, of course not.
I don't even care about Jesus, but... Anyway,
he cares about you.
I doubt that. Right. But anyway,
repent.
The other thing that's funny about the Passion, which I don't think a lot of people talked about, but it really struck a chord with me. So the devil in the Passion is
an effeminate man. And
so
apparently,
like a gay dude.
Well, no, get this though. Apparently, it's a woman. Like they, it, but it looks like a man. Like I thought it was a. So they're telling
like
me that that the devil is an effeminate man. So what is that? What is that?
You can imagine what that might allude.
So that's trying. And the final thing that pissed me off about the Passion is the Passion was supposed to be a realistic depiction of Jesus.
Right.
The, like, there's a scene in the Passion where the devil is yelling from like the fiery pits of hell. It's like, I thought this was supposed to be realistic. Like, give me a fucking break. It's ridiculous.
It is real.
But anyway, that movie
sucks.
What's
your reality?
What else we got?
You blow me first.
It also pissed me off because it's the only movie I've ever seen in the theater that didn't have credits or trailers in front of it. I was
really?
Like, that's awesome. It doesn't have trailers. And then I watched it and I was like, ugh.
I'm sure the other good Mel Gibson movies would be great to show clips of and then have you blow me first that they didn't use.
I don't know.
Lots?
Nice. How about the one where he was a soldier?
The Man with Half a Face?
That wasn't him, was it?
Yeah, dude, that was definitely him. That's where he seduces
mother,
that little
mother boy. Put a piece of cardboard up in the middle of the TV. We rented Man with Half a Face. I didn't even know he had a problem. Simpsons.
Jesus.
All right, this show's gone long enough. I need to go home.
Malarkey.
It's late. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be home by 9.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Game over.
All right, bye, people. We love you. Well,
somebody
God
stop on that thing.
How do I do that?
Talk about rage.
Stop button.